Orchestra here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was Mark
Perot. How about that?
How about that? Mark Perot from Sid Gold's Request Room. Welcome to MP
Thank
Orchestra.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for being here. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Angelica.
Yeah, we're Radio Free Brooklyn's resident karaoke radio show. And yeah.
The only live karaoke radio show
that we know
ever.
Of. Yes. yeah, thanks for being here on this extremely hot Sunday.
That, it seemed like the right song to sing.
It's perfect.
Man is a hot one.
I was thinking about making that joke and requesting that song, but I don't know. Yeah.
Can you play smooth?
We can find out.
All right, stay tuned for that and more.
If nothing else.
If nothing else. Yeah, so if, for those of you listening, if you have never been to Sid Gold's Request Room. It is a completely magical piano karaoke bar, and Angelica and I are huge fans.
Yes.
We love it.
Yes.
should we tell the story of how we first got there? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this story.
You should tell it.
The most magical night of my life. It was about almost 2 years ago. It was like the ending of the summer of 2015, and Yola Tengo, which is one of our favorite bands, had an album release party at Other Music. And if you bought their album, they were going to do like a Yola Tengo karaoke. So I bought the album and I signed up for this like parent Yola Tengo karaoke, had no idea what it meant. And then a couple of days later, I find out that I got in. I was a part of this karaoke thing. So I asked Amanda if she wanted to come, and lo and behold, it was at this place called Sid Gold's, and they were there.
Yeah, I think Ira and Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Georgia, they've been there a few times. I know they're fans of Sid Gold's, but I wasn't aware that that happened.
Yeah.
If that was like 2 years ago,
Almost 2 years ago.
All right, so I think it must have just opened around that time, because we just celebrated the two-year anniversary in May. So that was probably like one of the first things that ever happened.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy, because we thought we were just going to sing their songs, which we were super excited about, but we didn't realize that they were going to be there.
Watching us.
They all like individually came up to us, like thanking us for singing their songs. And we're like, what? And then afterwards, we stayed for like just regular karaoke with Joe McGinty. And we did karaoke with them. We were like really supportive.
We sang Spice Girls. We think they liked it. I don't know. We think they liked it.
So who played the Yola Tango songs for that part of the
Joe.
Part?
Joe. Okay.
Yes.
Joe knows everything. So that comes as no surprise.
So yeah, how did you hear about SIDS?
I read about it online like probably the first week it opened. And I thought, oh, this sounds interesting. So I went probably on a Monday or Tuesday just to hang out and see, you know, what it was about. And I was sitting at the front bar, and I distinctly remember they had a piano player just like playing background. This was like the first week, so they just had someone playing piano in the back. It wasn't karaoke. And he was playing one of the songs off ELO, Out of the Blue. It's
yes.
Like, this seems like my kind of place. So I mentioned to Paul, one of the owners, you know, if you ever needed, you know, an extra piano player, I'd love to do it. And Joe emailed me a few weeks after and was just like, hey, why don't you come, you know, on a random Tuesday night and play for an hour and see if you can do this karaoke thing.
That's awesome.
And yeah, then here we are 2 years later, still doing it every Friday night.
Friday from 6 to 9.
Friday from 6 to 9 for happy hour. And then I just did it last night. I switched this week. So instead of Fridays, I did Saturday night. And Saturday is usually the more crazy night.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
But last night wasn't too bad, actually. It's usually like the birthday party, bachelorette party night.
Ooh.
but there were only two birthdays last night. No bachelorette parties, so.
No bachelor parties?
No bachelor
parties. Oh, that would be the best like bro party. get some songs out of your heart together. We came for Angelica's birthday.
Yeah.
I was one of those birthday
but
parties.
We rolled deep. You had like 25 people with us or something like that.
Those were some fine song selections.
Yes.
Yeah.
By your birthday group.
Very, very.
Shout out to Ramel.
Oh, Ramel.
I think she's listening.
Hi, Ramel. It was the sweetest version I've ever heard of that Wings song. Ever. Anyway. I wanted to ask, so did you have experience doing this before, or was it just completely random?
No, I had never done it before, and it was just a total random whim on my part. I was like, oh, this seems like fun, you know. So it was definitely daunting at the beginning just because, you know, for my song list, I basically, you know, used Joe's song list as a template just because, you know, he had the most songs probably at that point on his list. So I just used it as kind of a starting off point. And from there, just, you know, thought about what songs I wanted to be on the list and what songs other people might want. And so there was definitely a learning curve of figuring out, I use an app that has all the charts for the songs, and those charts aren't necessarily always 100% accurate.
Yeah.
And you don't find that out until you're playing the song, and it goes, and there's a chord that goes horribly wrong, and the person singing looks at you like, what are you doing? So there was a lot of that at the start, but after that, there was like a weekend where I just sat home and like went through every chart that
I had.
And made sure everything was accurate.
Oh my gosh.
So that we avoided that. But it still happens once in a while. But.
Oh, I mean, there's so many variables with the live performance. I think that's why we like it so much. It's really unique, and you like play off of the player and the singer. That's what it's like.
It's like a trust.
Yeah.
That's how I described it. It was like, I felt like you're trusting this person and you're doing something together. I don't play music. I've never played in a band or anything like that. So it was kind of like the first time experiencing that.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, trying to get through it together and you know, make sure, for me, I'm just trying to, you know, lead the singer as best I can, like, because sometimes the lyrics that they have don't say, oh, there's a solo here, so
yeah.
don't sing.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah.
you're trying to make sure everyone's on the same page and, you know, you get to the end of the song at the same time.
Yeah, I think we saw a pretty interesting performance happen recently.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago.
A very, like, avant-garde performance of Natural Woman.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible, honestly.
I vaguely remember that, but I know what you're talking about, yeah, for sure. Yeah, some people are better than others at, you know, following the progression of the song, and they, I've had requests where people, you know, say, I really want to do, you know, the song that's normally pretty up-tempo, like super slow and moody.
Oh.
And we're just like, okay, we'll give that a go. see how this goes. So it doesn't always work out, but you give it a try and you learn. It's a learning process.
Nothing to lose but
exactly.
your dignity. So one of the things that Angelica and I love about, especially seeing you play, is your book is really diverse and has a lot of stuff we've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. Like, how did you decide on that? Like, you just like, I love these songs.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a very selfish list.
I figured, no, but we love it.
Yeah, we were excited.
We were
like,
so
the first
excited.
Time we came and you were playing. We're like, what is this?
He has the zombies? What? No yeah. one does.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say 85 to 90% of it are just songs that I really like. I try and keep some of the karaoke staples in there just to make it more accessible, because otherwise, you know, people are like, why is this random Oasis song or Teenage Fan Club song in there?
Yeah, I've been meaning to do the Teenage Fan Club song. I need to learn it.
So yeah, that's, you know, people always ask me, you know, do you enjoy playing the songs? I was like, yeah, I do, because, you know, I actually, it's my song list, so there are songs that I've wanted people to sing. And the super obscure ones don't, you know, get done often, but it's always very exciting when someone chooses them, like you guys often do, just because, you know, they usually, you know, really know the song and know the intricacies of it and, mm-hmm. like, are really into it, so, you know, it makes those songs special.
Yes. So something we've noticed there, you guys have a fair amount of regulars.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, a favorite, or how do you feel about that, like, seeing the same people coming?
Well, I've definitely made a lot more friends through Sid Gold's, just, you know, people that come in often and, you know, you hang out basically every week, and, you know, you learn, you know, people's musical tastes and, you know, there are a lot of people that come in that share my same musical tastes, so... I don't have a particular favorite, but...
I guess it's not really a fair question. Sorry.
I don't want to offend anyone. But, yeah, there's definitely a strong group of regulars that come in, and it's like it's become the Sid Gold's family.
Yeah, yeah. I like it, because when we come in, people are like, hey, nice to see you again. We're like, oh, wow, we don't work here or anything. We're just coming in.
Actually, last week, I was... Amanda and I were hanging out in Greenpoint, and then... I was walking to the L train, and from afar, I see this guy with an acoustic guitar, and there's, like, a bunch of girls surrounding him, and he's, like, talking. And then as I'm getting closer to him, I realize it was Hoagie.
Hoagie, of course it is.
And then he starts playing Big Star.
Which is awesome.
To them. I think he recognized me, because he kind of, like, looked at me kind of, like, shockingly, and I was just like, what's going on? This is the Saturday night in Williamsburg, but...
Live with Hoagie.
I love that Hoagie's doing his own karaoke outside of Sid Gold's.
With like a group of like ladies like are surrounding him.
That's awesome.
Well done, Hoagie. Well done.
That's really awesome.
Yes, Hoagie is one of the regulars. He's there practically every Friday when I do Happy Hour, and always has some good song choices. We definitely have similar power pop musical tastes, mm-hmm. you know, Big Star and, you know, Beatles, Beach Boys, that kind of stuff. So,
yes, you boast that you can play every Beatles song, which is very impressive.
Except Revolution Number 9.
That's fair.
Just because if I don't put it in there, some smart aleck is going to come in and be like, oh, let's do Revolution Number 9. It's like, well, actually, unless you have a tape machine, we can't do those backwards sound effects on the piano. So
actually.
I set myself up for that, didn't I?
No, it's right. Okay. I'm running out of questions. Do we want to do some karaoke while we're here live? What do you guys, how are you feeling? Angelica? Mark?
Well, we should say if anyone does have any questions.
It's true.
They could call in.
Please call. It's 718-928-9732. The phone is on. Yeah,
the phone is on and we're here
until
4.
We're here until 4. I'm going to turn the phone.
It's on.
Okay.
It's on.
It's like it's at that point where I'm like fishing for requests.
Yeah, I love that because you cycle back. And I think like when we were at Angelica's birthday, you cycled back and I was like, please don't be me. Please don't be me. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, I try and like get through everyone once. Mm-hmm. And before I start repeating people, you know, try and get through everyone who hasn't sung yet. So that seems to be the most democratic way of picking through the request list. And sometimes it's a struggle to get, like last night I started at 9 and I couldn't really get anyone to sing until like 9:45.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So I don't know what was taking so long, but I was definitely like, all right, I've heard enough of myself singing, so how about someone else, you know, gets on the mic?
I do. I find, I guess, when we go to SIDS, like other places, I'm not necessarily nearly as nervous. And then at SIDS, I'm on there and I'm like, there's the light on me. Yeah, do not like this.
It's particularly strong light.
Yeah. I always try to stand like in the shadow, like move the mic and stand to the side. But normally when I get there, I'm like, okay, I need to drink one drink first at least.
I don't need a drink. I can go in and be like, just flip a page. I'm like, I think I know this song. I'll do it. I'll try it out.
This is the dynamic of our duo hosting. I'm like, ah. Yeah.
I think I was there last Tuesday, and there's like a halo of lights, you know, mm-hmm. behind where you stand, and those were out for some reason. So I was like in complete darkness playing, and that was much weirder than having the super strong spotlight on you. So
goth karaoke.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's my type of karaoke.
I think my eyesight was severely.
I'm so blind. I would have a hard time. I wanted to ask, actually, do you do karaoke in your spare time, other, like, do you go private rooms or any nothing?
No. Like I said, it was just on a random whim that I went to Sid Gold's and got into this, and I'm very happy that I did. But I actually work at a record label during the day, that's my day gig, and then. SIDS every Friday night, and whenever they asked me to fill in, I was very disappointed. They asked me to do the Tony Awards part. They're having a Tony Awards party tonight, but I'm going to see Nick Lowe, so I couldn't do it. But otherwise, because like Sid Gold's, they kind of place themselves like not your standard piano karaoke bar where it's a lot of musical theater. Mm-hmm. It was more like rock and pop stuff, but. I enjoy the musical theater stuff too, so every once in a while I like to play that. But if I feel like if I put it on the main list, like to do every time, it could get pretty intense. So
yeah, I've been pushing for us to do a musical theater theme sometime.
We'll do it.
Oh, good.
You can come back.
Yeah, have me back. I'm ready.
That'd be great. That would be really great. No, I love that stuff too. It's like it's different for some reason. Like whenever I'm doing like a musical song, I feel like I inhabit it more because it's like your character and not just singing something that you're like, I really love this song. It's like less of an emotional, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So if anyone's, you know, needs a place to watch the Tony Awards tonight, go down to Sid Gold's.
That would be really fun.
I think they're doing live commentary as well.
Oh my God, I love stuff like that. I'm like not invested, but I love just like hearing everyone's like quips and gossip and I don't know. So do you want to get to doing some singing? Do you want to go to a short set? How do you feel?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm down for whatever.
How are you feeling?
I'm ready to sing again.
Okay.
So whoever wants to sing.
I don't have a song picked. Oh no. What are you guys thinking?
Angelica, did you want to do that R.E.M. song?
I do want to do that R.E.M. song. Cool.
And that's on the piano?
Yeah. Right.
Are you going to do it on the piano?
Gonna,
what?
Yeah, let's
okay,
do it.
Awesome.
All right, here we go.
Making my dreams
this
come
is
true.
Live piano karaoke on Empty Orchestra on Radio Free Brooklyn with Mark Perot from Sid Gold's Request Room.
So I'm doing R.E.M. Radio Free Europe. Changing the lyrics on that one.
Nice.
Wink.
Wink.
I didn't even think of that until this moment.
Decide yourself if radio's gonna stay. Reason if it polish up the gray. Put that up your wall. That this isn't country at all. Radio station. Decide yourself. Mouth of the country and the word. Wheel of fortune leading us absurd. Push that to the floor. That this isn't nothing at all. Straight off the boat. Where to go? Calling out in transit, calling out in transit. Radio Free Brooklyn Radio. Defy the media's too fast. Instead of pushing palaces to fall. Put that up your wall. That this isn't fortunate at all. Radio station. Decide yourself. We're calling out in transit, calling out in transit. Radio Free Brooklyn Radio. Decide yourself. Coming out of the out the country and the word. Disappointment into us absurd. Straight off the boat. Where to go? Calling out in transit. Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn. Calling out in transit. Calling out in transit. Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
That worked really well.
Yeah, it did.
I feel like we need to like soundbite that for.
We will. Okay. And I'll send that to Tom.
Yeah,
he'll love that.
Tom will love it. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Live piano karaoke on the radio. That's a first for us. This is our 79th episode. That's great. I'm excited.
Just when you think it can't get any better.
There you go. I know.
Episode
yeah.
Episode number 79.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know. You know what would be great, though?
What?
If someone actually called in and did call-in piano karaoke.
Uh-huh. I think, yeah, you can find your song list.
Technically, you could do that, yeah.
On the Sid Gold's website.
Yep.
So I guess, listeners out there, you have about 30 minutes if you wanted to try and do live piano karaoke, if Mark is up for that. The number is 718-928-9732. We're here until 4.
Yeah, just go to sidgolds.com and go
find me on a random Friday date and just hit check out Mark's song list.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great list.
Yeah, I'm always up for the challenge no matter what. I always say that. That's what keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
So I don't always advertise that I do songs off the list.
Oh.
But, you know, on the slower nights, you know, I will announce that. Because if you do it when it's packed, then
everyone's
choosing songs off the list. And it becomes a bit daunting. But it's good to, you know, keep it fresh. Surprise yourself every once in a while.
What song gets requested the most, for you at least?
I would say Don't Stop Believing and Total Eclipse of the Heart are like a tied for number one.
Which is crazy because it's like that's already the top like two songs.
Yeah.
And like if you go to any karaoke like K-Town, you know, karaoke room, those are always the top songs.
Yeah.
Why don't switch it up?
I've toyed with the idea of taking them off the list, but I fear the revolt that might happen.
Yeah.
There probably wouldn't be a revolt, but I feel like you have to have those just because, you know, they are the most known karaoke songs. But yeah, they definitely have worn on me since 2 years ago. And then I would say Summer Nights.
Oh. We actually, we've done Summer Nights together.
That definitely gets done a lot.
I think, was I the girl? Or...
Yeah, okay. You were the girl. I was the guy. I was Danny.
Oh.
Life on Mars, surprisingly, gets done a lot.
Yeah, I was curious. You don't have a lot of, I think, is that the only Bowie on your?
I probably have Changes.
Oh, right.
And maybe Moon Age Daydream, I think. But, you know, I can certainly do more Bowie. It's just not on. It's just not advertised.
Heroes would be pretty epic, I feel. I don't know how that would work, but...
Yeah, for me, that song just goes on for too long. That's the only thing.
Okay.
I know we've done it, like, for the anniversary parties, Joe put together the keyboard orchestra.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to go, but it was the night before your birthday.
Oh, yeah. It was,
I really wanted to come see that.
So, it's like one of us at the piano, and then Joe brings, like, four synthesizers for us to play on the side.
That's so cool.
Which is, we did an epic version of, I'm not going to be able to think of the song. It'll
Who's
come to
the
me.
Who's the artist?
I can't. It'll come to me at some point in the episode, but it was like something that, you know, you didn't think would work when I said, you know, okay, this person chose whatever song this was, and it was like the most amazing synthesizer piano song ever. So that was a lot of fun. But I remember someone did Heroes, and Joe was at the piano and I was just doing one of the synthesizers, and I just remember thinking to myself, how much longer is this song going to go on for?
It is repetitive.
But that being said, it's a good song. So.
Angelica's giving me a look.
Oh, well, no.
I'm sorry.
There's no look.
No look? I guess I can't see the mic.
Yeah, you can't really see me. I'm short.
I'm wearing heels. I wish I could have made it to the 2-year anniversary party, but that's really exciting. And
I'm sure there will be another event, you know, they love to break out the keyboard orchestra, so there will probably be another event sooner rather than later to do that. Hopefully, we need to expand the list because we basically like cross-referenced all of the songs that the piano players knew, and surprisingly, it was a very short list, like that, you know, of songs that we all knew. There's probably like 15 to 20. Where you think there would be much more of a crossover.
Yeah.
So we'll have to work on that.
Yeah.
We need to expand the list for next time.
Is there anything you're thinking of adding for yours? Or? Do you just add as you go?
Yeah, usually, like, I'll hear a song, or it'll just be something random where I think of a song, or I hear it on the radio or whatever, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, that'll be a good one to do. So I just have a notes tab mm-hmm. where I just list songs so I remember to put them on the list.
I think all of my notes are just karaoke songs. it's like groceries, karaoke at this place, karaoke at this place.
And I'm also open to suggestions, so if anyone has recommendations of what should be on the list, feel free to.
You're opening a can of worms. Yeah. It'll never end.
That's all right. I haven't updated the list in a while, so it needs to be done. And my song lists have suffered many spills and whatnot, so
oh, yeah.
I need to replace them anyway, so it's a good time to... print out some new songs.
Consider some things. I think I had something I wanted to ask you to play, but now I, of course, cannot remember. So, anyway. Do you guys want to sing more? Take a musical break?
I'm up for anything.
We have half an hour left to explore the potential of having a keyboard with us today.
Well, we could take a little small break.
Okay.
You could figure out a song that you want to do.
Oh, no.
And then we'll come back.
Okay. So we're going to hear the Clash?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll be back. This is NT Orchestra on Radio Free Brooklyn. Stay tuned.
Save us, not the whale. This is Radio Clash. some pirate satellites. Orbiting in your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. This is a Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. This is Radio Clash. Everybody hold on tight. Riggy diggy ding ding ding. Go back to heaven now.
Alright, you just heard Teenage Fan Club with Radio. And before that, The Clash with This Is Radio Clash. This is Empty Orchestra on Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are joined by Mark Perot, piano guru from Sid Gold's Request Room.
I can't believe I didn't think to do those songs.
Oh, no, you didn't you?
I didn't suggest those. Those made much more sense than the ones I suggested.
I was going to say Radio by Teenage Fan Club, but I was like, I don't know if that would work. I don't know. But anyway.
Now we know for next time.
There you go. So we were talking in that short break, and you have some memorable stories from your experience behind the piano.
Yeah, there have been some interesting happenings. usually happens later on in the evening as opposed to when I do happy hour. Usually people are pretty sober. So as the night goes on, it gets much more interesting. There was one night where... this group of, I think it was two couples came in, and they were already really drunk, and they were kind of hanging out in the back behind the piano, and they kept putting in requests of songs that, like, they just kept putting them in over and over again because they didn't remember that they had already done that, and they were also tipping a lot because they didn't remember that they had tipped them. So I finally called the guy up to sing, and he sang the song, and then he went to go out, and there's a music stand that is on the stage and two microphones, and he totally missed the step and like flew right into the music stand.
Oh my god!
And I really thought like he was dead because the force at which he hit the music stand, I was like, oh my god, what do I do now? This is not in the handbook of piano karaoke.
Oh my god!
So there was that, and then recently, actually on Tuesday, last Tuesday night or two Tuesdays ago. It had been a while since I had played on a Tuesday, and there was a guy that came in, and he's kind of well known at Sid Gold's because he usually brings like a bear head to wear as he's singing.
Cool.
And I think, I'm not sure if it's the same guy, but sometimes there's a horse head as well.
Okay.
And I only know that because one of the other piano players put the horse head on while he was playing, and it was on his Instagram. So,
oh my god.
So yeah, I finally got to meet the bear head guy, and he didn't wear the bear head, but he asked to sing Space Oddity on the condition that he was allowed to inhale a significant amount of helium as he did it. And then he also brought his own disco ball.
Oh my god.
So he had like the disco ball going as he was singing, and like he would start off by inhaling some of the helium and then keep on doing it as the song went on. So I thought for sure he was going to pass out by the time the song ended.
Oh my god.
And he was subsequently passing out balloons to other patrons so they too could experience that. The Alvin and the Chipmunks effect.
That's
on their
amazing.
Voices. So that was interesting. So yeah, you get that.
Got some characters.
Yeah, there's some characters every once in a while. Normally, you know, folks are pretty normal about it, but I would say every once in a while you get something like a person wearing a bear head singing karaoke.
I think, Angelica, you mentioned a while ago that you saw someone at St. Vitus covered in balloons, right?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Maybe it was that guy.
Maybe.
That's what the balloons are
maybe.
For.
He was kind of great, though.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of the reasons we're so obsessed with this topic, is just like getting to see people be really weird and vulnerable and strange and like do things with songs you don't expect, I guess.
Yeah.
So, like, we've seen a lot of really crazy stuff in our time researching, air quotes.
Researching.
Yes.
I'm trying to research something. I'm not sure where it's at, but I believe, I want to say Sid Gold's had a Tumblr of unsung songs, like from the paper receipt.
Oh, yeah, that Joe started.
I don't know where it's at. I'm trying to find it because I think I followed it. It was really funny. There was one that someone had Crash Head Dummies.
What?
This song is like.
Oh, the. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Joe. I don't get them that often, but Joe definitely gets a lot more requests that are open to interpretation as to what people were trying to request. And then a big thing is people forget to put their names on the requests.
Oh, yeah.
And then also sometimes I have a really hard time reading people's handwriting.
Oh, mine is terrible.
And I feel so bad when I mispronounce people's names. So that's also a constant occurrence. Joe definitely... gets a lot of weird like pictures written that are supposed to represent song titles, and I'm not fortunate.
maybe is that because he plays later in the
he
night.
He does later in the night.
So maybe it's people are more drunk and just being.
Yeah, and then I think afterwards too, because I usually go around and collect the request slips. Like you see what people had written down, but they didn't submit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So. There could be, you know, half-written song titles, so you can kind of guess of what they were going for.
I feel like I've done that a couple times, been like, I don't have the guts for this today. Another time.
Yeah, I would say we get a fair share of people who haven't like done karaoke at all before, and they usually have positive experiences because they like will request another song 5 minutes after.
Yeah, after the
when
first
it was like
time.
Pulling teeth the first time around to get them to do it. So I had a girl last night who had never sung karaoke before, and she was very hesitant about doing it, but she sung Lou Reed's Sweet Jane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she seemed happy about the performance afterwards, so I considered it a success.
Yeah, I am bringing so much out of these people. I'm terrified every time, no matter, even though I'm like, yeah, let's go, and I'm like, oh, I'm terrified. But I feel like, Angelica mentioned earlier, like you kind of have this relationship when you're singing with a piano player instead of like at a backing track.
Mm-hmm. Amanda.
What? Yes.
When we first started doing karaoke years ago, was terrified of just doing it alone, like in a karaoke room with friends. So I would have to like sing a song with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would only do duets.
She would only do duets because she didn't even want to do it a song by herself. Amongst friends.
See, I have like, I kind of feel more hesitant about doing it in the karaoke rooms than I do it to girls.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just because the way it sounds in the room.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like you can hear yourself better when you at Sid Gold's.
Yeah.
I'm probably also just more used to it than just because from doing it every week. But the way it just sounds in the room doesn't like, I don't know.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like cacophonous.
Yeah.
You're kind of confronted by yourself and you're like, I don't know.
I just thought of a random in going with the bloopers of Sid Gold's. It's happened a few times where at the very end of the night, you know, I'm trying to wrap things up and people do not want to go home yet. So it's always like, I'm always like, oh, should I call on this person because they're clearly visibly drunk and it's going to be a train wreck. So do I really want to do this? And of course I inevitably do it. And there was one night where this girl, it was the last song of the night because we have the PAs stacked right next to you when you're singing and like to the side of me. And she just totally fell into the PA and knocked it over.
Oh my God.
It's like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Show's over.
Breaking things means it's done.
Yeah.
Speaking of show over, we have about 10 minutes left here.
Amanda, did you want to sing a
song? Sure, if you want.
Let's do it.
Okay. So one of the things Angelica and I loved about Mark's book immediately is that you have Camera Obscura. One of my favorite bands.
Mine too.
Scottish. Great. So I'm going to do a Camera Obscura song. Okay. I'm like not prepared at all. Can you give me cues? Because
sure.
I don't know where to come in. Thank you. making in the studio.
She's not.
Yes, I am. I totally.
That was really good.
Oh, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you, Mark. I love that song. All the Camera Obscura. You were going to sing one, right?
Yeah, I was, only because on the way over here, I was like, what's a song that has something to do with heat? And I remembered the music video for the song, like, started with them in the desert or something like that.
Yeah, but the song is
The Way by Fastball.
Okay.
Who I feel like have had a renaissance, so to speak, because they have that, their other big hit, Out of My Head, was sampled for the Machine Gun Kelly song. It's a really big, like, popular, like, top 40 hit.
We're both like,
Yeah, and, like, they totally used the song, like, they changed some of the words, but, like, in terms of the chords and the melody, it's, like, note for note. So I'm sure Fastball is enjoying those royalties that have come in from this hit song.
Wow.
But The Way is a favorite of mine, and as I was on the train over here, I thought, oh,
on the way here,
listening to The Way.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Should I go right in?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Feel free to join in. They made up their minds and they started packing. They left before the sun came up that day. An exit to eternal summer's lacking. They now had more important things to say. And when the car broke down, they started walking. But where were they going without ever knowing the way? Anyone can see the road that they walk on is paved in gold. It's always summer, they'll never get cold. They'll never get hungry, they'll never get old and gray. You can see their shadows wandering off somewhere. They won't make it home, but they really don't care. They wanted the highway, they're happier there today. Always summer, they'll never get cold. They'll never get hungry. They'll never get old and gray. You can see their shadows wandering off somewhere. They won't make it home, but they really don't care. They wanted the highway. They're happier there today. Today.
Well, thank you. That was
thank
perfect.
You.
That was a great way to finish out. Oh my gosh.
Great way to finish it off.
Oh my God.
You're all over this way, Angelica.
Oh my God. Well, this has been Empty Orchestra. Thank you so much for being here, Mark.
Thank you guys for having me. I hope I can come back soon.
Oh, please.
Either the musical theater episode.
Yes.
Or just to be the regular piano karaoke player.
Yeah, I'd love that. That would be
I need to branch out other than Sid Gold.
So, if you want to find Mark playing, he plays every Friday.
Yep, 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
at Sid Gold's Request Room, which is on 26th between 6th and 7th Avenues. They do piano karaoke 6 nights a week, every night from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., plus happy hour karaoke with me from 6 to 9 on Fridays.
All right. Well, you'll probably find us there. Thank you so much for being here.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And thank you, everyone out there, for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Talk Shit.
Stay tuned. All right. We'll see you next Sunday at 3 p.m. Bye.